From the Life of the Prophet Joseph Smith, Restoring Plain and Precious Truths. While translating the Book of Mormon, Joseph read about a book that had many plain and precious things taken away from it. The first picture in this article shows Joseph and Sidney Rigdon, and Sidney Rigdon asked the prophet,
"What book is it talking about?"
"The Bible."
After the Book of Mormon was published, Joseph Smith began translating the Bible to put back the missing truths. Sidney Rigdon was one of his scribes. When Joseph first started translating the Bible, the Lord revealed to him the Book of Moses, now found in the Pearl of Great Price. Later, the prophet read a passage in John that talked about the plan of salvation. He and Sidney did not fully understand the scripture.
What happens after we are resurrected, Joseph?
"They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation."
While they pondered this scripture, the heavens were opened, and they saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. They also saw the 3 degrees of glory. After the vision, Joseph and Sidney wrote down what they saw and heard. Joseph and Sidney, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony last of all which we give of him, that he lives, for we saw him even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father. Note, adapted from teachings of presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, Melchizedek Priesthood, and Relief Society Course of Study, 2007, pages 45 through 47, 207 through 208, and 217 through 219. End of the article, From the Life of the Prophet Joseph Smith, Restoring Plain and Precious Truths.